And I'm not going to beat it to death. Like I said, I'll cover it again when I do the thing on hell. But I just, you know, I have to confront these things because to me, it's like a challenge. I want to say the things that are true. And I don't want to just say things because it's the way I think it ought to be. And I know somewhat on this, I'm somewhat prejudiced because I don't like the idea that God predestines. I believe in predestination, like a very strong doctrine of predestination. And the idea that God would predestine us to salvation and others, he would create them and their creation, create them to just suffer forever consciously. Like consciously, conscious torment. And that's what humans say. Now, you know, the Bible doesn't say necessarily conscious torment. It says they have no rest here. And I do believe this is conscious, very much conscious. Day and night in the presence of the Lamb. They are conscious. They are being tormented. And the exact form of that torment is fire and brimstone. But like his eyes were as a flame of fire, you know, and his feet were like unto fine brass. He's burning like coals of fire. There's fire and brimstone right there. What he says, you know, they say fire and brimstone preachers. Well, Isaiah speaks of Tophet in chapter 30. Tophet is ordained of old, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large. You know, the pile thereof is fire and much wood. The breath of the Lord of hosts, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. You see that the word of God is like a stream of brimstone. Does he actually have to bring out the sulfur and put it under their eyelids? Is that what you expect of Christ? I mean, is he that vengeful? I don't know, but I'll tell you what. I have trouble seeing a God who would, through blind people, predestination and all that, and then he would go the extra mile to create a place where he would maintain their conscious lives in eternal torment forever and ever. And he predestinated them to that. Now, free will people have less of a problem with that, but I have a problem with free will people because it's like, well, if they're blind, how can they, like I said, how can it even be really considered a free choice if you don't really know what's going on? Because who wouldn't choose to say, hey, you know what, if you want me to do this, God, now that I see you're real, I absolutely will. I'm so sorry. Believe me, they would do it to save their skin. They would. I tell you what, and if any atheist ever listens to me, and I doubt they will, but they would tell you that if they knew God was real, they would totally get in line with whatever God wanted. If it meant living forever, if it meant avoiding something like hell. The fact is, they just don't believe any of that. So, you know, and a lot of them will tell you they can't believe it. And I believe that because not all men have faith. Not just because of that. I mean, they don't believe in Christ even without the hell. I mean, even if you take that out of the picture. But a lot of people are turned away because of the eternal torture doctrine. And I'll tell you what, it is very distasteful to me. And I do think from my 20 years studying the Bible that it is not a required interpretation. And it hasn't always been the interpretation of the church. It's basically a Catholic teaching. The Roman Catholic Church is the origin of that teaching. And I believe that the conditioning we as a society have received from that tradition has colored all the ways we look at these things. Because they don't have to be read with those presuppositions. But we do it. And it's hard not to. And the thing is, when I start talking against it, I know people are thinking, oh, he's messing with the word. And I really try to be careful and want you to see that I take it all very seriously. You know, and I don't say these things lightly. Like I said, I've been at it a while, and I don't handle any of these things. You know, I remember I would look at teachers and they would get to verses that I thought contradicted things they said. And they would just breeze right by. I'm like, hey, what about that? Well, look at, here's what I do. I get to this verse and I make a pit stop. Man, we're going to talk about it when we get to the verses that people want to hear me comment on. I'll comment on them. and you can take my comments for what they're worth. You know, if I don't have it right, then I pray God reveal the truth to me. And you can trust that he'll do that, because I'll tell you what, in every other form, he has revealed his righteousness in me. So if you think this is somehow out of line, then forgive me. Anyways, and this is specifically only for who worship the beast and his image and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. This is not, you know, and the, one of the things, I will beat it to death a little bit. One of the things that irks me is when this Revelation 14 is brought in to describe what hell is, you know, or what the end of the wicked is, the final end, the lake of fire. They want to describe it in terms of Revelation 14. But this is a very specific punishment for a very specific group of people at a very specific time. Whosoever, you know, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. It's very specific. It doesn't go out to everybody. So this isn't a description of the eternal torture chamber of God that they believe in. It is a description of a specific event at a specific time, specific place, in the presence of God. Somewhat coincidental that the lake of fire is right next to the throne of God, which will be on Mount Zion, no doubt, since that's the place of the great king, etc.
That's where Tophet is, elsewhere called by Christ Gehinnom. Tophet is right next to Mount Zion.
But, and they will go forth to look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against him. The worm shall not die, or the fire shall not be quenched. But I'll tell you what, the souls shall die. But like I said, it doesn't apply here because this is not that event. So, let's move on. The patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. Hey, the people who are going to be persecuting us and going along with the dragon, you know, they're going to have their time, and man, it's going to be rough to endure. But, you know, we patiently endure it. And this is the end up. We will see Christ exalted. They'll be ashamed. We will see them in their torment. You know, I don't bear any ill will against people. I don't want to see people suffer. And, but I mean, if it's as I say, where like, you know, it's like the fire in his eyes causing them, and you know, there is a certain justice in it. And I, you know, the thing is, here's something. I've never really suffered in my life. I've done a little suffering, not much. But if I were to be granted the grace to serve God in the end times and suffer the things, whatever it is I must suffer,